Meet Edward. He's the CEO and co-founder of Podcast AI, a software that's working with podcasts like The Pitch, Founded and Grounded, This Week in Startups, and many, many more. Now, the cool thing you're going to learn today is how Podcast AI is streamlining the entire post-production process for podcasters. And truly, I believe that this is going to be the way of the future for podcasting. We're going to have one software that's going to streamline the entire process from start to finish. And honestly, it's a little scary and also very exciting. So this is one of the first ones that I've seen do it really well, and I'm super excited to share it with you. So enjoy this interview with Edward Breer. Welcome to How to Get Your First 100,000 Podcast Listeners, where we talk about the very granular how-to tactics, as well as the big picture thinking you need to grow and multiply your listener base. My name is Luis Diaz. Let's dive in. Edward, it's cool to meet you because, or connect with you again, because the podcast AI tech you showed me last time we spoke was really, really interesting. I had a lot of questions afterwards, after we spoke. I think from my perspective, man, I think you're doing some really cool stuff. And I'm excited to have you here today because I think a lot of the things we touched on, or whatnot, we kind of went through the demo and just looked at some of the details of podcast AI. A lot of it are things that are very fragmented right now in the podcast space. So your software being able to pull them all together and make it more of a streamlined process is really interesting. I think I was speaking with someone the other day and I was kind of just hinting at, like, I think this is where the future is going. It's like being able to streamline the entire process under one software with very little human interaction and oversight is going to be the future. So excited to have you here, man. For those who don't know you or podcast AI, can you give a high-level overview of what it is and just a little bit about your background in starting it?
Yeah, so podcast AI is a podcasting platform that, you know, the mandate is just automating every aspect of producing a podcast. And right now, what we start at is post-production. So if you think of podcasting in stages, there's pre-production, which is scheduling and researching guests and scheduling sponsors. Production is the actual editing of the episode itself, and recording, of course, first. And then post-production is really, you know, you have that final asset that is ready to go, but you now need a description, you need chapters, you need additional show notes, you need key points, cover art, and everything that goes with, you know, the podcast that you put out there. And then finally, the last stage is distribution and promotion. So making that episode go out to all the podcasting platforms, that's typically through the RSS feed, and then, you know, generating viral moments to promote the episode and the social posts that go with those viral moments and clips. And then finally, having a show website. So what we do is we automate all that entire bit from post-production on. And we're even working right now on an episode. I don't want to call it an editor because that's pretty ambitious. You know, we don't want to recreate Final Cut Pro, but really an assembler, because what we found is that for most podcasters, all they really need is add the intro to the start, add the outro to the end, blend in the music, and, you know, pick a cold open, which we can do via AI. To be in front of that intro. So that kind of covers what we handle right now and sort of where we're going. But the, you know, the idea of the mandate is let's cover everything from A to Z and let's make it completely automatic. We're as automatic as possible.
Got it. Even just looking at the website this morning, I was just like looking at some of the shows and how they show up on the website that you guys build, as well as the chapters and everything, how everything is hyperlinked, like their socials, their YouTube, et cetera. It's a really clean look. So the couple of things I want to chat with you on today. Number one, I want to understand, you know, from start to finish, when for a normal podcaster, like most people listening to this, how could they use AI, podcast AI? Also want to dive into how it saves them money. Because I know for people who are, you know, getting it produced by someone else and then using hosting somewhere else and then using other softwares and tools, it could probably save them some money. And then the other things I want to talk about is SEO. Because I know you guys transcribe the episodes, and then we'll cover some monetization, like you mentioned there a bit with sponsors a second ago. So a big agenda. I want to try to hit all four of these, man. So Edward, can you do me a favor? I want to dive in with people and like give them a perspective of like, okay, if I'm a podcaster, I have an episode that's ready to go. How does this tool, you know, when I plug it into this tool, or I upload it to this tool, what happens next?
So when you're using Podcast AI, so you load in your shows, you create the hosts in the interface as well, and you actually have the opportunity to upload their sample of their voices. And so we can actually generate their voices. So you can overdub sections or even generate entire ad reads automatically. But the regular flow is, let's say you're using us and you're using us to distribute your feed. You'll generally start with uploading an episode. So you just drag in, you know, if it's an audio podcast, the MP3, or if it's a video podcast, the MP4 or M4V. And then it'll create the new episode in the system. This is an episode that's already been processed, essentially just runs you through the steps of generating these. And we're actually going to be able to completely automate even that. The last thing we were waiting on was automatic identification of speakers. So we have that now. And it's not just doing voice matching for the hosts. It's actually detecting from the context who the guests are even. So it's a really powerful thing. And that was the last thing waiting for us to implement a fully automatic mode. So essentially the manual steps right now, if we can call them manual, are, you know, just hitting transcribe and you get the full identified transcripts. You have the identification of the speakers through the transcript, then the generation of the chapters for the episode, the key points. You have a field for additional show notes if you'd like to add anything that you'd like to be on the podcast feed. And then there's this promotion bit that lets you generate the list of top 10 viral moments for the episode. And then the interesting thing is you can take one of these, let's say Siri and Alexa, time for a reset. And first of all, you can copy the timestamps and use those to create a viral clip. In terms of roadmap, what we're going to have quite soon is generating the actual vertical video with the text on top. We deployed this early because our customers, I was giving them a preview of this and they told us, well, if you just give us the timestamps, that'll cut hours from our production.
absolutely does.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that right now. Is that what this suit for?
But the cool thing also is generating a social post. So I'm just going to hit that here. It's going to take roughly 20 seconds or so. And what it's going to do is give the copy that goes with those viral moments, which is another thing that saves a tremendous amount of time. And people have all sorts of ways that they do this. And the key for us in terms of creating an actual podcasting platform is productizing all of those, you know, methods that people use, you know, and everybody's doing a different thing and it's not super standardized. We kind of just go with standardizing what gives the best results. So here you can see LinkedIn copy for that moment. You can see, you know, Twitter posts that could go with that viral moment, TikTok, you know, asking a question. Instagram is sort of like LinkedIn, and YouTube is YouTube Shorts. You want the title to be that TikTok style question with the meat. And in terms of roadmap, there's some really interesting things that we're working on here. One of them is having all that copy from the perspective of the host, but also from the perspective of the show, so in third person, and also being able to generate that copy such that you could then email it automatically to the guest and ask them to post it on their socials. And then the last bit tying that all in is being able to connect the relevant social accounts for both the show and the hosts so that it can automatically schedule out using this. So, you know, just based on where we're going with this, it's going to be really powerful in terms of automation.
Yeah, a lot of manual steps you mentioned there that are currently being done it looks like they will be automated, which is super, super, super interesting because I know for our team does a lot of that stuff, right? Emailing the guests or, you know, posting on the socials, writing the copy for it. If there's a tool like this, and then I know there's other tools out there that we've even had on the show that do this, I think being able to pull it in together in one platform is really, really powerful. And then also the fact you mentioned, like you guys also take in the video and audio file, which I didn't know. So question to go back a few steps on the uploading. You mentioned you can upload MP3 or MP4. Does the video version, does that show up on YouTube? Like, are you able to publish through, you know, to YouTube from Podcast AI or does that video show up on the website, like a playable embedded video?
So that's on roadmap. That's coming very soon. It's push to YouTube is going to be a really big unlock. Right now we have, interestingly, we had YouTubers come on, and you know, a lot of YouTube channels are sort of like a podcast. And in particular, one of them, and this is how we got into hosting feeds, was, you know, kind of lamenting like, oh, you're generating this entire website for me. And by the way, I'll show you that feature. But, you know, I really wish I was an actual podcast, you know, on Apple and Spotify. I just don't have the time.
Yeah.
And so what we did is we said, okay, well, we have all your episodes in our system. We could easily generate the feed. And we, you know, we just had to submit it to Apple and Spotify. And there you have it. His podcast is going off to those. And pretty soon he got an email telling him he was, you know, 30th in his category in France, for example. And he forwarded it to me and asked me, is this real? I'm like, yeah, it's real. You're in the top charts already. That was like a pretty powerful thing, just realizing we can do everything in one platform. Let me show you the website. We call it the show portal, that's generated automatically. So just as a byproduct of what you just saw, that workflow of uploading the episode and generating all the metadata and the post-production, we automatically generate a full website. So this is thisweekinstartups.com. It's powered by us. It is zero effort to maintain. It's all automatic, again, as a byproduct of everything you just saw. You have the latest episodes. You have some analysis on who's speaking. You have the side links, the socials. You have a very powerful search. So This Week in Startups has over 1,800 episodes. This search is not just surfacing, first of all, episodes. It's surfacing chapters of episodes. So it's a really deep search. It's a semantic search. So if I'm searching for streaming services and an episode is talking about Netflix and Disney Plus, those will actually be surfaced even if the word streaming service was never mentioned.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's an amazing research tool for your own podcast and for the audience. And if you actually go to, you know, one of these episodes, you see that, you know, every page, every episode has its own page. You have that description, the key points, the distribution points for the episode, the speakers identified, the chapters, the transcript. There's a clipping tool for the audience. You know, you can say, I want this to this, and I want to generate a clip for it.
Right.
To sort of promote on social. Then finally, we have this AI chat feature. Which allows you to ask questions of the AI hosts. And the AI host, basically, it's whenever you create a host in our system and you add the voice, the hosts are actually training on past transcripts and they have the context of the current episode. So you can actually ask questions, you know, what do you think of the R1 in short? And you know, the interface is sort of, you know, familiar to you if you're using Slack or tools like that. And what we didn't do is go with an interface where you have like ChatGPT that's responding like one token at a time. It's more meant to be like almost like a human is responding. And we even have a voice mode actually. So it'll actually respond in the voice of the host, which is interesting.
Oh, interesting. I noticed last time, and I want to touch on SEO here for a second, but last time this was, you know, we were going through this and we typed in a question and it was able to kind of respond, like you mentioned, exactly how the host would respond based on the knowledge or all the audio episodes that it's been fed previously. So it's actually able to take that information and disseminate it or turn it into a cohesive thought, which is really, really fascinating. I'm curious to hear or see in the future, like who uses, what kind of audiences use this type of stuff. Very, very interesting. We have a lot of health shows, wellness shows that have tons of episodes that cover a ton of different health topics. It's like having your own doctor, you know, at your disposal. So that's one curious thing. I'm super here. So as you can see on the screen, we've got the response from the Jason, I'm going to butcher his last name, Calacanis bot. Very, very interesting, dude. One thing, so to touch back on what I said before, the SEO, you have the transcript, you have the chapters, you have the search function. How does that benefit a podcaster from an SEO perspective and helping them ultimately get more found, which is what most podcasters want?
Yeah, so the beauty of this automated website is that you have all the best SEO practices. So all the JSON LD, all the schema, all the technical things that Google wants to see on a website to give it structured data. And, you know, you mentioned it, like how data rich this is. You know, this is a show going back 1800 episodes. So there's just a tremendous amount of data here. It has all those transcripts to go off. It's also including pages for all the hosts. And pretty soon we're going to be creating unique pages for guests as well, so that they'll have their bios, their socials, and even past appearances. So, you know, someone who's been on multiple times, it's really like an SEO goldmine for your show. And here's like actually on this episode, for example, they have these sponsors, or they call them partners. We automatically detect those and show the right logos, and we interweave the right calls to action throughout the transcript. So yeah, it's like amazing what we can do now with AI automation in terms of doing this.
Yeah, so you touched on the fact that it pulls in the sponsor, gives it a really clean logo, I love. And then also just like you said, this website is data rich, and it's also really well formatted. Like, it's easy to read, it's very visually appealing, and there's no work on it. One of the things when I first got into podcasting was like all the work you had to do, not on the podcast, but just on the maintaining the website, was a huge pain in the neck. So this being able to pull it in and spin up all these individual pages, these episodes, along with show notes and transcripts, is amazing. So if I'm a new podcast, or let's just say like I think I have 235 shows. If someone like that were to come in and start using podcast AI, would they be able to spin up show notes for all those episodes? Or how would that import process work? Or would they get like the same, you know, all those pages be created like in the background? Or yeah, I'm not sure how that would work, but yeah, I'd ask.
So what we're doing right now is for all our customers that are coming on, we're actually doing that for them. So it's a kind of a full white glove service in that way. And we're working on automation even of triggering that. So we're using internally tools that help us do that and trigger everything automatic, but we're working towards 100% full self-serve. You'll be able to just enter your existing feed and tell it what you want it to do for all the episodes, and it'll generate everything. So really like an amazing experience for the podcaster.
Interesting. Yeah, that would be fantastic, I think. Especially for shows who, like you mentioned, like This Week in Startups has, you know, tons of episodes. So it's just one of those things, well, like, I don't want half of my feed to be from the old. I want it all updated, right? It's one big thing with podcasters. So briefly, we talked about the sponsors, how they're weaved into the transcript, which looks really clean. I've never seen anybody do that. And also the formatting of the transcript is not just like some block text. Like sometimes you go to sites and someone just threw out transcript they got from otter.ai or something. They're very clean. So with the sponsors, in terms of monetization, let's just cover that in general. Where are all the points that sponsors are mentioned, and have you seen this, you know, increase sponsorships or maintain sponsors? I'm curious to hear what the feedback has been from people who have sponsors that are using podcast AI.
Yeah. So the feedback has been, first of all, the sponsors are thrilled to actually be included on the show website in this way. And the first point of contact for the sponsors was asking for their logos to load them in. And yeah, they were very excited to have this on top of the actual ad read within the episode, because it, you know, permanently puts them on the website, gives them more surface area visibility for viewers that are, you know, checking out the show and super interested in it.
Love it. And I think you may have cut out there for a second. What was that? So the sponsors enjoy the fact that there's more visibility, there's more inventory essentially for them. They have backlinks now to their website.
Yeah.
Is there anywhere else the sponsors are mentioned? I know we talked about their partner kind of like on the left-hand side and also in the transcript. Was there anything else I may have missed when we cut out there?
So on top of generating, first of all, pages for the hosts, we're going to be generating pages for the guests and pages dynamically for the sponsors. So for the podcaster, that's going to let them, you know, a big thing for podcasters is, okay, well, the sponsor is doing the sponsorship, and they want to know, like, when was I mentioned? And they have to go back and say, oh, we think it was in the first 30 minutes of this episode. This is going to make it super simple. Here's your sponsor page. Here's literally all your mentions. You can just go through them and play them even in line. So that's going to be, again, a massive time saver for the podcaster interacting with the sponsor, and just giving the sponsor like way more transparency into, you know, all their reads.
One thing I notice here on the left-hand side of this page you've got up, it says join Slack community. So that's like a custom, that's not a sponsor, that's like the actual podcaster's community. So it's almost like an opt-in or a call to action, essentially, that you can add there that's, I'm assuming, customizable.
Yeah, so that's actually doable here through this interface, and you can add, you know, as many links as you like.
Wow.
And cool. You can highlight one of them. We just call this special. Special just means it's black with like a shine going across it. So it's fully customizable.
Got it. So you've got master classes, you've got, you know, free trials, demos, products, etc. You can customize the button to drive traffic there. That's really
exactly
cool.
And the greatest thing is, you know, you actually make it your domain name.
Yeah.
So we have some podcasters, they already have a website that's super well developed that they're actually maintaining, that's maybe has landing pages for other things.
Yeah.
And so what they'll typically do is say, okay, let's make it podcast dot whatever their domain name is. And we do that. Or they just didn't have a website, and so we just make it the domain name of their podcast. And so they have their automatically generated website. I can tell you for This Week in Startups, so they were using WordPress, and they were paying a developer to customize it with custom plugins, and it was costing thousands of dollars. At some point, the WordPress site got hacked, and that was kind of a catastrophe, and they just like said, okay, that's enough. They just replaced it with a link tree, and it was like that for a few years until we showed them this, and they were like, wow, that they were using us for other things. And when I showed them, like, hey, you could just generate the entire website, that kind of blew their minds. And yeah, just having that visibility into all their old episodes is kind of incredible.
Right. Yeah, I could even see this being like hyperlinked on a menu bar, where it's like it just takes you to this podcast page, but it just on their main website it says podcast, and it goes out to this, and it makes it look super clean. You can even have a button there to drive people to back to the website or something else. Last thing I want to touch on here, Edward, is you mentioned it really briefly, I think, at the beginning, and that is the ability to take someone's voice, let's just say a host's voice, and, you know, give it some context about what ad read do you want them to say, and then we can actually have this AI create the ads, like the ad script, based on the company and the like the fact that the AI already has this person's voice. Yeah, there you pull it up, ad regenerator there. Yeah, I'd love to go through that for people, because I think this was really powerful for somebody who helps people script out sponsorship reads.
Yep.
It saved me some time.
Yeah. So this is, it's a pretty powerful tool. First of all, so it depends, right? Like for some people, it's like, okay, I want to do my ad reads. Let's generate the actual ad read. For some people working with a customer, what you want to do is prototype a whole bunch of ad reads and say, hey, pick one. So, you know, let's say we're going to pick inside.com, which is an affiliated company to This Week in Startups. And we're going to say, working on startups is hard. You need great advice from the community at inside.com. Use code TWIST for 10% off at checkout. And you can see what I'm doing here is I'm just giving it, like, I don't need to give it a whole ton of copy. I just need to give it the basics, kind of what this is and what the call to action is. And then I'm going to set Kelly as the reader. We're going to hit generate. This is going to take about 30 seconds, but it's going to give you the ad read. And part of the, you know, it depends, like every time it's doing it, it's doing it sort of like it's for the first time.
Right.
It'll be different every time. But like, here's an interesting thing that happened. So Kelly was the VP of operations at inside.com for a while.
Oh, well.
And making her do the ad read, you know, she was going through the ad read and saying, I should know, as the former VP of operations, I know how well they, you know, did this stuff. And so this works well because it just has so much context. It has that bio of the host.
Right.
And it has the context of what the show is. And then you just provide the copy on top. So it's just a very, it always surprises people what it comes up with.
Yeah. So for me, like the first time we did this, I was super impressed just at like how conversational it sounded, and just not robotic at all, right? Like we've used ChatGPT prompts, and unless you get the prompt wrong, if you don't get the prompt right, it's really generic, or just sounds really not like anyone would actually say it on a podcast. This one was very conversational. I think it's obviously because like you've got the host, you know, bio, you've got the transcripts. So this, the software knows exactly what's going on and they know who's talking. So yeah, I was really impressed by like how customized it was and easy. Like I didn't think I had to really edit it at all if I was writing a script.
Yeah. So here you have it generated out. I'm not going to play this here because it's not actually going to transfer the audio.
Yeah.
But what I'll do is download it and you'll be able to play it maybe during the episode or maybe splice it in here.
Yeah. 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 Feel free to do that. We can splice it in. Even at like the copy at like having in the show notes maybe or screenshotting it, we can have it on the screen as well and blowing up a little bit. Because this is a super powerful tool. If you have sponsors or you want to get sponsors, having this at your disposal would make life easier. Cool. Edward, is there anything else in podcast AI that we missed that would be worth giving a minute or two spotlight before wrapping this up?
I think we went over most of it in terms of roadmap. I think I mentioned we're working on, I don't want to call it an editor, but maybe like an assembler that's kind of helping with that last mile of assembling an episode. And yeah, we have some pretty big ambitions in terms of guest research, really automating that. That seems to be a really big pain point. But yeah, definitely check us out. podcastai.com. Definitely check us out. Yeah, we're really excited about what we're building.
Cool. Yeah, I am too, because I think it's going to help a lot of people and just pull together a lot of different tools that are fragmented right now. So, dude, thank you so much for coming on. podcastai.com will be in the show notes, guys. So make sure you check it out if you are interested. And I will see you later. Thanks again.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Lewis again. I hope you enjoyed that episode and I hope you took something away that's going to help you on your journey towards launching a top ranking podcast that gets 100,000 listeners or more, ideally more. Now, remember, the focus of this show is to help business owners launch podcasts that add more profit to their bottom line and more authority and credibility to their name. That's what we're about here on this podcast. Now, if that's you and you want help launching your podcast and getting it to rank in the top 100 of your category or your money back, then maybe my team and I can help you. But hold on, I do not want you to take my word for it. We all know that you can go on YouTube and learn how to launch a podcast. You can hire a million different companies and freelancers and consultants to help you. So I'd rather you hear from other business owners just like you who have gone through our process, gotten the results, and love what they have built. Check it out.
Once I hired Lewis, he helped organize the entire show, the pre-launch, the contest. We had an epic contest, which was all Lewis is masterminding and his whole organization of how to do that. We had over 107,000 entries into this contest. If you're thinking about doing a podcast, don't think twice, because the investment is worth tenfold, not two or threefold, tenfold for what you invest with Lewis.
Only a matter of a few weeks, the podcast got launched. They also supported me through the entire launching process, how to communicate with my audience to maximize the results. And when it did launch within a few days, we made it to the top 50 in two different countries.
We get about 25,000 downloads a month, and the podcast has literally completely changed my business. My podcast right now has 10x my business, and that's not an exaggeration. When I started working with Lewis, I was making about 40K a month. Right now, my business is making $400,000 a month, and I credit a lot of that to the podcast. And then when they listen to one episode of the podcast, they'll listen to another episode of the podcast, and then that cold lead will turn into a warm lead that turns into a hot lead that becomes my customer. Right now, I have 775 active clients, and a lot of those people found us because of the podcast. Luis Diaz is the man. He knows exactly what he's talking about when it comes to starting a podcast. He knows exactly what he's talking about in terms of getting your podcast to 100,000 downloads. Because right now my podcast has over 225,000 downloads and it's been about a year and 7 months.
I didn't just want to do a podcast. I wanted to do it the right way. We are at number 2 in the parenting category of Apple Podcasts the week that we launched. We're now hanging tight in the top 25. Could not have done any of this without your assistance, Luis.
Literally, I keep asking Lewis, like, how can I give you more money? Like, what else can we do together? Because literally working with you has changed my life. It's changed my podcast. It's bigger than that. It's changed my business. Lewis Diaz, badass podcast growth expert.